So outside of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Blessed Mother, of course, Saint John the Baptist is the only saint that have two solemnities for his birthday as well as for his death, right? So that is to signify that he is an important character in salvation history. But today, I think in a very providential way, usually we celebrate St. John the Baptist on June 24th. But since tomorrow is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, he got bumped up one day. Poor guy, right? And even on his feast day, he had to be bumped up in order to make room for Jesus. But I think it's so fitting that we celebrate him today, because he's the precursor, meaning the one who prepared the way of the Lord. And I think the lesson of St. John the Baptist is so important for us nowadays, especially in the age where we have more people trying so hard to be the first or to gain the favor or the popularity or the influence of this world instead of preparing the way for the Lord. As you have heard in the gospel reading today, his mission, the mission of St. John the Baptist, is to turn many children of Israel, and we're the spiritual Israelites, to the Lord their God, to bring people back to him. You know, one of the most humbling lesson that I had to learn as a priest and as a man is that I cannot save people. When I was first ordained as a priest, like every other priest, I thought that I was going to change the church. I'm going to be the holiest priest ever. Or I'm going to do this and that. And one of my spiritual director at that time, he told me, "Hoy, there's only one savior. Remember that. We can't save people. As human beings, we want to bring people to us, but we cannot save people. There's only one Savior. We're all his instruments. And unless we humble ourselves and recognize that, we will draw people to ourselves instead of bringing them to God. We're all called to be St. John the Baptist, to lead the way, to pave the way, to prepare the way to the Lord, not to bring people to ourselves. In the day and age, even it creep inside our church, where we have celebrity bishops and priests and brothers and influencers, everything. Don't follow a person. Don't follow someone. Follow the Lord. If we depend our salvation and how we are Catholics, dependent on the preacher or the ones that we like, like what I have said on Sunday, we have idolized that person instead of worshiping God. You know, a few years ago, many people have loved Father John Gorapi, right? And when he fell, a lot of people lost their faith in the church too. Many people left the church because of the scandal he caused. Well, he wasn't the first. He won't be the last. So that's why the church doesn't canonize someone until they're dead, right? So don't canonize somebody. Don't follow somebody. Don't put your trust in somebody. We're all imperfect, broken instruments of God. No one should put their trust in men. No one should put their trust in one particular person. We need to put our trust in the Lord, recognizing that we're not the Savior. We're only his instruments. So today, as we celebrate St. John the Baptist, I invite you to recognize the same. Don't get frustrated when the people that we love, the people we care, or the people that we want to change, and change isn't happening the way we like. To recognize that we can only be like John the Baptist, paving the way, living our life and allowing our faith to preach and to bring people back to him. And ultimately, it's up to the good Lord and to that person whether he or she is willing to accept the Lord in his or her heart and change their way.